Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, and this is our third episode with you. Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a fantabulistic Friday on today. Well, today I want to do something a little different and set your expectations. It never ceases to amaze me what direction we end up going during any episode. But today I want to share from last night on Thursday, which is our Thursday, and it was titled Two-Face. I hope you listen to the entirety, and I know that you will be blessed.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Guess what? Nothing will stop us from pursuing and overcoming. That's why we have to improvise, adapt, and overcome. It's still the same. It is still the same. So welcome to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. See what I'm talking about? Bloopers and all. Welcome to Life's Redesign Ministry. This is Apostle Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson along with Prophet Sister Melissa DeChristopher. That's what kind of night we've had. I've been on Zoom live, ready to go. Switched over to Facebook, and it gave me an alert stating that my API was not valid, had to rechange everything, I'm like, oh, really? Wow. Why didn't they send us something to let us know this? But you know what? It is okay.
Yes, amen.
I reckon that something or someone thought that they were going to deter us from continuing. But guess what? Not. Why?
Amen.
Because it's, you know what? What you said is exactly right. I forewarned everyone that this might not be the service that they want to join into live, because a few of them wanted to come on live with us through Zoom. I said, this might not be the one. But this is what Prophet Melissa put to that response. She said, okay, I'm ready. The word says, be ready to give an answer to every man for the hope that lies within, and for us to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. So guess what? It was already foretold, known by God, what was going to happen on February 11, 2021 at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He already knew what was going to take place, but he also knew that he had somebody crazy enough that was not going to stop until we were able to get this thing going.
That's right. Amen.
It did not matter how much we had to go through, it was going to be done. The internet's trying to buffer, everything trying to buffer. We could actually let that stop us. We could actually let that deter us. But see, ain't no stopping us now.
Amen.
Hey, stopping us now. That's all you got? Good luck with that one. I can't help you with that one, because that's not going to stop me. Why? Because God has been entirely too good. Why? Because God woke us up this morning when he didn't have to. He has us clothed in our right minds, and he didn't have to. He has us with the active use and of our limbs. He didn't have to.
Amen.
My aunt was in the hospital this morning undergoing a surgery. But you know what the Bible says? It's better for you to enter in what? Maine. Then the bus hell wide open hole. So yeah. Guess what? It's a blessing.
Amen.
It's a blessing. I could be drooping today. I could be moved. I could be all sorrowful and all stupid. All stupid. Why did I say all stupid right now? But you know what? I don't even have the capacity to do so. You know why? And I wasn't even anticipating. See, Holy Ghost has a way of doing his own thing.
Yes.
The reason why I don't have the capacity in me to be gloom and doom, worried, stressed out, because my aunt, 83 years old, 10 years younger than my mom. God could have called her home while she was on that operating table.
Yes.
Wow. But he saw fit to allow Wilma Prater, Wilma Lois Prater, to live on. So Damn. Guess what? I ain't got time for that. That's what I said. I ain't got time for that.
Come on.
I ain't got time to let this light thing, it wasn't even an affliction. Let this light thing, because the internet, because Facebook wanted to stop, does Facebook and the internet determine whether or not you continue with the gospel?
Come on now.
About Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ? No. Does the internet determine whether or not you keep your mouth shut, or if you talk, because I'm telling you, even if this had not gone live on Facebook, Melissa and I were still here. So service still would have continued. That's even right. If Melissa hadn't gone on, I still would have sat here and preached my own self ethic. So guess what? It does not matter.
Yes.
It does Come not on. Matter what's going on around you. What is Come the assignment on. That God has given to you? What has God called you to do?
Wow.
It is not based upon what looks good, what feels good, if everything is lined up, if it's not. You might not have A, B, C all the way to Z lined up, but God has given you an assignment. God has given you a word. God has given you something to do. Keep sitting on it if you want to. Keep playing with it if you want to.
My God.
Keep being disobedient if you want to. Keep operating in fear if you want to. Keep operating based upon what somebody else has said if you want to.
Mm-mm.
Keep holding back because people say no, 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 no. The hell with what people saying. What did God say?
Jesus.
What did God tell you to do?
Come
what has he commanded you to do?
My God.
Here worrying about what somebody else got to say and what somebody else might think about what you're doing. They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But if you don't get on your job, what God has commissioned you to do, see what happens.
Come on.
When you get to judgment, well, Lord, I would have done such and such. Lord, I would have said such and such. Lord, I would have gone such and such. But you know, they were this and they were that and they were that. Depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. Is that what you want to hear? If it's not, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is nothing but your reasonable service.
Jesus, yes.
Let your mind be transformed. Let your mind be renewed. Daily. See, I'm gonna tell you, I wasn't planning on doing it, but let me tell you, Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me tell you something about Nathalie. Nathalie the apostle, Nathalie the prophet, Nathalie the pastor, Nathalie the business owner, Nathalie the daughter, Nathalie the wife, mother, grandmother, friend, whatever capacity I might be to you. Nathalie the stranger. Let me tell you something about Nathalie. One thing for certain, two things for sure. Want to piss me off? Real quick, real fast, get in my way. Try and block me from doing what God has called me to do. Play with it. So therefore, something or somebody thought it was going to detour us. I'm sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. We're here, live and in living color.
Yes.
For what? Thursday. How about
Amen.
It?
Amen.
Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
Yes.
So, Prophet Melissa, will you please grace us with a word of prayer?
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you and praise you tonight. We just thank you that no matter what tries to distract or deter us from entering into your presence, it's not going to work. Whatever the enemy tries to throw at us, we just thank you that you've already taken care of it in Jesus' name. And I just thank you that we are here for such a time as this, that a word is going to be put forth that the enemy didn't want to be put forth, but you saw fit for us to be able to come on this live. We had to deal with distractions and deterrents, but Father God, we push through, and we're going to continue to push through until this word that you have set forth for tonight is put out and put forth by the apostle tonight, Lord God. We just thank you and praise you that you are touching her right now. We thank you that you are continuing to touch her aunt as she's come through this surgery, Father God. We pray that you will continue to heal and touch her and to strengthen her body, Father God, and help her to recover fully and completely in Jesus' name. And we just thank you and praise you and honor you for everything that you're going to do tonight and everything that you're going to continue to do. In Jesus' precious holy name, woo, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we make no apologies. How about that? We make no apologies. We make absolutely no apologies. Why? Nope. Righteous suffer violence, and the violent take it by force.
Come on.
Some things you have to take back by force. Mm. So, which leads us into Two-Face. Two-Face.
Mm. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus, Two-Face. Not the traditional two-faced person, you know, person that say one thing in front of you and something else is in front of somebody else. Not the traditional two-face that celebrates you in one breath and assassinates you in the other. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that gives you all these accolades and all of this other stuff in public, but then they get you alone and they cussing you out. They're telling you everything, they're saying you're everything but the child of God. Not that two-faced person. No, we're not worried about that. We're not concerned about that. We're not concerned about that. Because that person has no relevance. That individual has no relevance. That person is not important, in other words. Yep. But we're talking about the one that presents the image of strength, the one that presents the image of being unable to be bent, the one that squares their shoulder and holds their head up high in public, but in secret, they're like a baby.
Mm.
In secret, they're scared to the bone. In secret, they have no strength.
Wow.
But in public, they're a champion. In public, they might even be your champion. In public, they may be appearing to do everything that they say that they're doing. But in secret,
wow,
they don't have a clue. In secret, they're really hiding behind somebody else. No, in public, they're really hiding behind somebody else. And in secret, classic movie, Wizard of Oz. The great wizard is this great and powerful Oz. I am the Wizard of Oz, and the smoke and all this other stuff. And Tito, the little dog, I don't know if it was a chihuahua, I don't know what it was, but the little dog sniffed that sucker out. And you saw this look, it was a little short, round man.
Mm-hmm.
A short, round man that was nervous, that was scary, and everything else. But he was the great, and even after Tito pulled the curtain back, exposure came. This knucklehead still wanted to act like he was what he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Two-Face.
Come on.
Two-Face. How many are in the body of Christ? Ooh, leaders. Leaders. Jeez. Leaders in the body of Christ that are actually two-faced. How many are in the body of Christ And they present one thing, but they really are something altogether different. How many in the body of Christ would love to do all the things that they say they're doing, but they really have no backbone to do it? But guess what? The sad part about that, Melissa, they don't have to have the backbone. They don't have to have the ability. All they need to do is have trust and faith in God, the one that called him or her, the one that has chosen them, the one person that chose them, that picked them out of all these people to do
Jesus.
Great exploits in the earth. They don't have to have a backbone. All they got to do is open their mouth. That'll do it up.
Yep.
I'm just saying, you know, how when you were little, some of y'all might not have experienced this. I was experiencing it and didn't even know. I'm in school and people fighting on my behalf, and I don't even know I'm supposed to be in fights. I didn't even know I was supposed to be in a fight. I didn't know somebody wanted to fight me. Why? Because somebody else behind me was fighting for me. I didn't know it. Now that's in the natural. What you think happening in the spirit?
Amen.
Woo. You don't have to be two-faced. You don't have to be two-faced. Now, let's talk about some people that have been two-faced, okay? Judas, of course. But Judas was on assignment. People all want to say how Judas turned on Jesus. That was his assignment. Yeah. He was birthed to do just what he did. So he wasn't really two-faced, I'm just saying. But then you have Korah. When Moses was up on the mountain talking, having conversations with God, Korah was down there doing what he did. But now the thing about it, when I say Korah was two-faced, when he was over there in Egypt, the great Korah, sitting up, you know, had all this stuff going on, had Miriam in there, and, you know, had taken Miriam for himself and had all this stuff going on. When it was time for Israel to leave, the people of God to leave, where did Korah go? He got right on the bandwagon and left with him, didn't he? Because he was scared. He wasn't scared. He was scared. He was scared because he didn't know what was going to happen. But he knew one thing: the God that Moses, Aaron, and Miriam served was great and powerful. Because he saw those nine plagues. He saw what was going on. He didn't want to be left behind. So good sense. He got on the bandwagon and he was able to come out, and he wasn't even one of the chosen. He wasn't one of the chosen people. But he was able to come out along with the chosen people. He was able to come out along with the chosen people. Why? Because he was in association with one of the chosen.
Yes.
Because he had a connection with one of the chosen. He could have got cut off. Him and all the other cronies that was with him could have got cut off. But grace suited the purpose, and God allowed them to come out with him. So they out there in the wilderness. We know that. Okay, cool. Moses had gone up. They don't know what's going on, but the children of Israel knew that God was God, and God was up to something, because they didn't come out there to be left. But what what happened when you listen to the wrong people, when you have the wrong people in your ear.
My God.
Korah started talking crap. Now, we've been worshiping God. They've been worshiping God forever, before they even came out of Goshen. Before they were even delivered from Pharaoh.
Yep.
They were worshiping God, a God that they had never seen. Catch it. A God that they had never seen. They were already worshiping him. So why all of a sudden you got to have something to put your hand on? Why all of a sudden you need something to worship that you can see with your two eyes? You didn't see him before. You didn't see him when you were in Goshen. You didn't see him when you didn't see him. You didn't see him. But you knew he was there. You didn't see him, but you could feel him. You didn't see him, but you experienced the hand of God moving. So why you need something to see now? What? Think about it. So Coral, being, you know, sly, sneak Willie, he started talking. You got to be careful who always talking. They were talking, instead of talking. And ended up talking and convinced the people, we need the idol, an idol. We need something we can see. We need something we can touch. We need something we can see. Wow. We need something we can touch. If we looked on Jesus, we would die. Mm. If we were to touch him, what? But they needed something they could see. They needed something. So now get this. You finna create something holy out of stuff that you own? Gold. Gold. Mm. You finna create gold. You finna take all the gold, take gold, melt it down. Aaron, make us an image. Okay. So now he has pushed Aaron and because the people coming up against Aaron and Aaron don't have backbone to say no. He don't have the backbone to stand up against the people. So he create this golden calf. Mm. You took gold. First of all, you took gold, something tangible, man-made, my God in heaven. You took something tangible, something man-made. Your God, the goblets and the jewelry and all, you take something gold, something man-made, and create a calf, and you're going to worship it. That within itself is stupid. You took something that was tangible, that was man-made, and you gonna worship that for real? Really? That's what we doing now? That's what we doing now?
Jesus.
Oh. How that's working for you? Mm-mm. I mean, like, for real, how is that working out for you? You taking something tangible. Yeah, I'm gonna say it again. You taking something tangible and you creating something and you're going to worship it that you made. I didn't do it. You made that. Woo! You did. You made that. God didn't do it. Melissa, Jump in. Jump on in.
Amen. Amen. I mean, you're talking about the golden idol, but even in today's world, people have the idol of social media, the idol of people that they put up on a pedestal. You know, it doesn't always, that was just an example of one thing, of the gold that they used, that at that time was the most precious thing that the children of Israel had. But now in today's world, we've got so many other things that we've put up above God, and we're worshiping it like it was God. And God's just disappointed and displeased with that. You know, people worship the God of social media, worship the God of this or that, you know, worship the God of politics. And God is like, no, you are not going to put anything above me. And, you know, people try to say, hey, let's put this above God or let's put that above God. And, you know, it's so funny because before I got on tonight, we went up to get something to eat and there were these young men in the parking lot out there preaching. And I mean, the word of God rightly divided. And I was like, my God, bless those young men, because they weren't letting anything deter them and distract them. And I said, you know something? That just gave me such a blessing to see these young men out there just preaching. They didn't care what people thought of them. And that's the same way we need to be. We need to preach the word rightly divided and not this watered down, wishy-washy gospel. Because there ain't no time for that, my Lord. You know, I mean, because we're living in a time right now where people need to hear the word rightly divided, and you know, we can't be scared to put it out there. Because if we truly love God and we truly are who we say we are, we're gonna preach the word rightly divided. We ain't gonna care about the consequences.
Come on now. Now that is the truth. if we truly love God like we say we do, do you really love him like you say you do? Mm. Or is it just lip service? Do we really love God like we say we do? Do we really trust God like we say we do? Do we really reverence God like we say we do? Do we really and truly serve God like we say we do? Or are we two-faced? Yeah. Do we present one thing to one group, something else to another group? Do you know how to dot the I's and cross the T's? Do you know how to, you know how to go through the worship? You know how to go through the praise? You even know how to pray. You know how to put the words together to pray. You know how to do all of that. But you have no backbone. You have no strength. Oh, ye of little strength.
Mm, my God.
Because you're allowing chorus to be in your ear. Because you're overly concerned. You're fearful that you might make a mistake. But you know what the Bible says? The very thing that you fear has come upon you. Mm. You're so paranoid that everything, that this is going to happen and that's going to happen and this is going to be in it. You're so paranoid that you can't even live. You're existing. But we trust God. But we serve God. But either you love him or you don't. Either you trust him or you don't. I don't know if it was last week or week before last. Apostle Slater and he went live for my mentoring session. Mm-hmm. And you know, a couple of people were like, why are you in mentoring? I'm in mentoring, but I also mentor others. A counselor needs a counselor. The pastor needs a pastor. The apostle needs an apostle. Jesus had his covering, which was God the Father.
Yep.
So we should not think that we are beyond having accountability.
Come on. Absolutely.
We should all have accountability. Well, during that session, I had no idea what was going to take place. And for those of you that saw it, I had what some people would call was a meltdown. Because there was a time during the time leading up to my mom transitioning, I forgot about two components that took place. Well, just because I forgot about it didn't mean that it didn't happen. And during that session, it came back and it flooded in. So globally on Facebook, you saw me melt down. Mm. But I tell you no lie, that was the best thing that could have happened to me.
Yep.
I tell you no lie, that was the absolute best thing that could have happened to me. I make no apologies for it. I'm not embarrassed about it. It was the best thing that could have happened to me. Hear me. Mm-hmm. Because where you are weak, that's when he'll make you strong.
Amen.
Yep. When you don't mind being vulnerable in front of the people, now you don't expose everything, no. But when you don't mind being vulnerable in front of the people, because it's not about you, but it's all about him.
Yep.
Not about me. That was not about me. It was all about him.
Yep.
But the feedback that has come up has blessed me richly. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't so much of laity, it was those that operate and hold mantles of the in the fivefold, the offices of the fivefold. Well, one thing I'm grateful for, I am who I am.
Yeah.
I am who I am in church, out of church, on the street, in the store. I'm just Nathalie. And I don't know how to be anybody else but me.
That's right.
So if you expect for me to be anybody else, I'm sorry. I can't clone myself.
Nope.
And have this person be this person and this person be that person. Because just like I put in the post, I can't remember. I can't even, I think it was last week. How can I clone myself if I'm two different people with two different people in the same room? No, I'm not God.
Nope.
Cora, after he had Aaron set Aaron up to do what he did, then he gonna try and say, then he tried to deflect it off on him and put it back on Aaron. He tried to blame everybody but himself. I didn't forget where I was. He tried to blame everybody but himself. He tried to blame everybody but himself. He did not want to take accountability for what he did. He didn't want to take responsibility for what he did. And because of what he did, my God in heaven, Jesus, because of what he did, so many people died.
Yeah,
it cost so many people's life.
Jesus.
Because God opened up and began to swallow them up.
Yeah.
Just like, and see, this is the crazy part. He did it in the Old Testament, right?
Yep.
Opened the ground up and swallowed the people up. New Testament. Let's bring it in. New Testament. Since a lot of us say we're in the New Testament church. Okay. New Testament church. Think about this. When Jesus was crucified, did he not crack the ground and begin to swallow people up?
Wow.
On Calvary? He is the Lord that God. He changeth not. He don't change. So now let's bring it to 2021.
Come on.
Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Act two-faced if you want to. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. God is the one that vindicates us.
Yep.
Some people have lost their lives because they put their mouth on God's anointed. Some people have lost their ministry. Some people have lost their business, their families, their marriage, their children, so many different things, because they say one thing to this person and they assassinate you with the other. Or you project the image to be one person here, but your true self is here.
Yep.
You stand before the people and you release a word to the people. But then you get home and you beating your wife.
My God. Jesus.
You stand before the people and you release a powerful word, impactful word. Can pray fire down from heaven. Yes, operate. But you're a pedophile.
My God.
You stand before the people because you have a gift of gab and you know how to do this and you know how to do that and you know how to, you know, put this together, exegete the word, and you know the word, but you're really not living it. But people are getting saved delivered and set free.
Wow.
Through your ministry. But people are getting saved, delivered, and set free through your ministry.
Mm.
But people are getting saved, delivered, and set free through your ministry, but you have no backbone. You're not living what you're preaching.
Jesus.
And although the people are getting saved, delivered, and set free, are you also depositing some of your spirit off into them?
Mm.
Are you also transferring some of your spirit off into them? Don't be two-faced.
Yep. Come on.
Don't be two-faced.
Jesus.
Don't be two-faced.
Wow.
If you know you're sick, if you know you're wounded, if you know you're broken, if you know you have issues and major concerns, don't poison the people because your hands are bloody.
Jesus.
Don't stand there and project this image in front of the people when you know you're not living any of it. Don't be two-faced.
Come on. Wow.
Because you will be found out.
Yep.
Because all it takes is for one person to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Word of mouth advertisement can make or break you. Word of mouth advertisement for business can make or break you. Word of mouth advertisement for ministry can make or break you. Especially if they know it's a reliable source that has nothing to gain from it. But God gives us warnings. God sends us warnings.
Yep.
God sends us warnings, dear. God sends us warning. What are you going to do? Are you going to take heed to the warning? Or are you going to continue to go about your way? Are you going to take heed to the warnings that God has given? Or are you going to go your way?
Yep.
Korah might have thought that he was doing the right thing to try and give the people hope because he was a great motivator. He may have thought he was doing the right thing, but sometimes doing the right thing is not a God thing. Some things that look good is not what's good for you to do. Some lanes that you're traveling in, it's a good thing what you're doing, but God didn't call you to that lane.
Yep.
Stop. When you realize that you're out of order, stop, back up, turn around. If you got to do a Forrest Gump and run, it's okay. It'll save your life It'll save your soul in the end. Because we're going to be held accountable for everything that we have deposited into God's people.
Amen.
The life that we live before God's people. We are going to be held accountable for it.
Yep.
Don't be two-faced.
Come on.
Melissa, you want to give your give the final remarks?
Well, just in closing out, you know, you were talking about, you know, how people are in the public forum and how they are in the private forum. And I really think that your walk with God in your private forum and your private life is actually more important than what you put forth in your public life. Because if your private walk with God is in alignment, then your public walk with God is going to be. But if your private one isn't, it's going to eventually come out, because you can't serve two masters.
No.
Sooner or later, they're going to cross over and they're going to begin to corrupt each other.
Yes.
But if your private life and your private walk with God is in alignment, then that's all that matters, because that's going to come forth. Because when you are strong in your own private walk with God, you're going to be strong in your public walk with God.
Absolutely.
So, and then, you know, just in, you know, just close one scripture to close out with is Romans 6. It says, what shall we say then? Should we continue in sin that grace may abound? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? If God has set you free from sin, how can you still live in it?
My God. My God. How can you? Now, we die daily. So don't beat yourself up if you mess up. We're dying daily. But when you blatantly sin against God, and if God calls his spirit back to you in that very moment that you're doing this, you can't blame nobody but yourself.
That's right. That's right.
If God has given you a charge to keep, I have, and a God to glorify.
Yep.
If God has given you a charge and you're not fulfilling that charge, and God calls your spirit back to him, can't blame nobody but yourself.
Yep, come on.
You don't have time in our hand. He holds time in his. We don't know. Who knows? You know, it's been known for people be in the pulpit preaching. And God requires, they drop and they're gone. Yep. We don't know the minute, second, hour, week, or day. We don't know when God is going to call us back. So we just have to be ready.
That's right.
We must be about our Father's business. Now, yep. I'm not talking about people that's not professing to be a child of God, not professing. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter about you not having a title, baby, honey, sugar dumpling.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. Sweetie pie. Bruh. It does not matter. You don't have to have a title. You got a title stamped on you when you say that I'm saved. When you say Jesus Christ is the head of my life. You got a title stamped on you right now.
Yep.
Carrier of the word. You are a minister of the gospel. Amen. The minute you have repented, turned, and called him to come into your life, you have now become a minister of the gospel. Meaning, conversation, you are ministering to someone. You're witnessing to someone. You're telling somebody about the goodness of God, the goodness of Jesus. You're giving a testimony of what God has done for you, whatever the case may be. And sweet, oh Jesus, you want to know somebody that can check you real quick? A quote unquote wino, baby.
Yeah, come on.
Baby.
Yes, you're right.
They can read you like an open book. Some of them folks on the street that you think ain't nothing, they will call your card out.
Yes, they will.
And will let you know you ain't about nothing. You ain't about Nathan. You ain't about Nathan. So we need to be, we have to be forever mindful of what we're doing, not paranoid, just being mindful of the life that we live, that what we say and what we do line up, and that we are not two-faced. Father God, we just thank you tonight. Mm-hmm. We thank you for these few moments of sharing tonight, God. We pray, Father, that something has been said that will make even our own life stronger, our own walk with you even the greater, a greater commitment, a greater surrenderance to you, God. Lord God, we repent of every wrongdoing we've done, knowingly as well as unknowingly, God. Every sin of omission and commission, God, we repent of it, God, not from our mouths, but from our hearts. And we thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us another opportunity to get it right.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for every ear that listens, every ear that will hear what has been said on this live as well as the replay. Lord, yes. God, I thank you. I thank you for this, your daughter that has joined me once again. I thank you, Lord God, for supernatural increase that you're bestowing upon her even now. I thank you, Lord God, for the man of God that covers her in her house, her priest. I thank you, Lord God, for continuing to strengthen John daily, God. Strengthen him in his body, strengthening him in his walk, strengthening him in his ability and desire to stand for you. For the place that he works within itself does not represent you.
Jesus.
So God, we thank you that you placed him there for such a time as this.
Amen. Amen.
Praise so Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we praise you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
I pray that something has been said that will bless you. And as always, if it has been a blessing to you, our Cash App and our website is there for you to sow your seed, for you to give your offering.
Yes.
For you to put a name to your seed and plant it in fertile ground.
Amen.
So until Sunday, for Sunday Splendor, love you.
Amen.
Be blessed and be well. God bless you.
Good night.
Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and guests. Fridays from 12 to 12:30 p.m. Topics of discussion addressing actual issues, honestly, raw and uncut. We do not discriminate based upon your nationality, religion, education, social status, or sexual preference, because life happens. So let's talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, Fridays 12 to 12:30 p.m.